Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Gilligan's Island on Lunchtime Live.
Now it's the second week of our new slot, Gilligan's Island, where every Monday we're going to explore this gorgeous island of ours and all that it has to offer. So maybe you've a weekend that's unaccounted for this summer that needs inspiration, or you've a desire, you've no desire to get on a flight, understandably with everything going on. Whatever the reason, I'm sure we can get you in the mood to travel and maybe give you a little bit of inspiration. So every week we'll be joined by someone new to hear about their favourite type of Irish holiday. We're going to explore the best places to whale watch, Ireland's best hiking spots, the most unique glamping spots. Glamping is huge right now, isn't it? They're popping up all over the country, and lots, lots more. So please get your recommendations in. I would love to hear them. Today is a great one. We're talking snorkeling. Now, I have to say, snorkeling and Ireland don't necessarily go together in my head. But listen, I'm about to be educated. Kevin Duher from the Wild Atlantic Traveller joins me. Kevin, a very good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you doing? Thanks very much for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm intrigued by this, to be honest with you. We'd associate Ireland and travel and this beautiful island of ours with lots of things, but not necessarily snorkeling. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, that's an element people miss.
Yeah.
Do you know, there's an abundance of sea life, creatures, wild, you know, there's so much. It's like a hidden garden beneath the waters.
And we just need to discover it.
And we just need to see it.
For us to...
And we're famous for the Wild Atlantic Way, the East Coast, and we've so much. And the further you go down Ireland, the more tropical kind of, you know, wildlife that you'll see.
Right. Now, you're going to take us through the locations in a minute, but can I ask you a few silly questions first? Put up with me for a moment. What are we seeing when we're snorkeling in Ireland? Mostly fish, I assume.
Yeah, a lot of fish, a lot of crabs, spider crabs. People get freaked out when they see spider crabs because they're quite tall. You know, they're kind of elevated with big, long legs.
Okay.
So they're quite alien-like. Light bulb sea squirts. They're very kind of colonial. They're like wee tubes with electric lights running through them.
Wow.
And they kind of cling to the rocks. So they're very cool when you see them.
Yes, something really different.
Yeah.
Now, instantly I'm thinking, I'm scared. Is something going to bite me?
Unless you're going to poke the crab or something.
Yeah.
But there's an array of fish, basking sharks too as well.
Like,
so many basking sharks come to Ireland every year and they travel the north coast right down to Kerry and Cork and then travel all the way back. They're not going to touch you at all, but when you see them and you encounter them, they're very daunting.
Okay.
I've had two encounters with them and...
It's a moment.
It's frightening, but like it's such an experience.
But it's spectacular at the same time. This is their home, I suppose. We're the visitor, so we have to respect that, don't we? Should you swim in from the beach or are you hopping off a boat to do this?
You can do either. You want to be well advanced to jump in off the boat.
Yeah.
Do you know, you kind of want to have an understanding of how to use the snorkels, how to breathe. Because the first time you put the snorkel mask on, it can be very daunting.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did mine and I panicked and, you know, but go in from the beach and kind of stick to the rocks.
Yes.
Do you know
and that? I think that's what makes it accessible as someone who's not a strong swimmer.
Yeah.
You know, scuba diving seems out of reach when you're not a confident swimmer and the depth that you go into.
Oh, yeah.
But this is something that even a non-swimmer could take part in, isn't it?
100%. I've got my kids doing it. They love it. They just can't wait to get the snorkel mask on. But you've got to be very careful. The sea is such a dangerous place as well. It can be very calming, but very dangerous.
Of course.
So you've always got to be aware of tide times. It might look calm, but it can sea swells, stuff like that. So, always
so how do we know when the time is right?
I always check tide times.
Okay.
See what the tide times are like online. You can just Google search that. You'll be able to visually look at it as well. If you see massive waves coming in, it's going to be a bit ropey, so I wouldn't chance it.
Of course.
If it's a nice calm day, get in for sure.
Okay. And there's loads of clubs around Ireland, which I'm fascinated by. In terms of timings, right now is the right time to do it, between May and September.
100%. Okay. Water's nice and calm, clear visibility. Now, there might be days where
I love that you say relatively warm water. Is the sea ever warm in Ireland?
It depends
relative
how you look at it.
Relative is the key word there, is it?
If you're going to wetsuit, it's very warm.
Well, the gear is key, isn't it?
The gear is 100%, yeah.
Okay. So what are you wearing now? Talk me through what you're wearing.
So the first thing you want to get is a nice, good wetsuit. Now, you can pick up a relatively cheap one, but try to get one that's kind of 5mm neoprene. That's going to give you a kind of good thick base layer for your chest and that'll keep you warm.
Mm-hmm.
There is an Irish brand that's just come onto the market there last year, Snov, I think it is. I think they're based down this end, Dublin.
Okay.
And he's all sustainable with a sustainable wetsuit.
So they're all recycled out of something
recycled,
else?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
So no, if you're starting off, you know, you can get a cheap wetsuit by all means.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're going to do it in the summertime. Then you want your goggles, you want your booties to protect your feet. So if you're walking across the rocks to get in or anything like that.
I see. I really like that suggestion, because the one thing that turns me off sea swimming is not necessarily the temperature of the water. It's walking over the stones.
Yeah. And another one you've got to be careful is weaverfish. You know, they're wee fish that have spikes on the top of them. And if you step on them there, you have to put scalding water or put your feet into scalding water.
Oh God.
You know, they're very risky. But don't be put off by that. You know, they're it's very rare.
How rare? Know your limits is another point that you make. If you start to feel tired, yeah, back onto dry land quickly.
Yeah, because you can get tired. You can overwhelm yourself too as well. So if you start feeling that you're overwhelmed or you feel like you're coming out of breath, just go back, take a break, but then reevaluate the sea levels again. Like, you know, if you think, oh, it's got a bit rough since the last time I was in, just don't chance it.
Yeah, because things can change quickly.
Yeah, and always make sure you have a sea buddy with you. You know, bring a friend or alert somebody who you're going to go out with.
And tell them, communicate where you're going or what you're doing, or ideally be with someone else. You're absolutely right, or in a group. There's a listener question here. Is it suitable for children? I have a 10-year-old. They'd love to do it, but is it safe?
Yeah,
is it 100%.
Suitable? As long as you're there to watch over them a wee bit. I always tend to go to places that have kind of rock pools. I know I've mentioned before the Pollicles is a big one in Kilkee and Clare. Now, that's very tidal, so you've got to be very careful of that.
Mm-hmm.
But like most of the beaches have wee rock pools. Or if you kind of go to the edges of the beach to any kind of rockery areas,
yeah,
it's normally a safe spot.
Okay, and they're with family, of course.
Yeah, as long as you're kind of there watching them and that, just keep an eye on. And just tell them not to go out too far, because you can easily become adrift before you even realise you're out in the middle of the sea.
Of course. Well, let's talk about your top locations. Donegal is right up there.
Well, I'm biased, I'm from there, so
I'm glad you said that.
We're spoilt, you know, like for a county with so much on our doorstep. We've got the most blue flag beaches, we've got the most Wild Atlantic Wayside discovery points. And we have some great spots for snorkeling.
So Rossbeg is right up there. Is that your first one?
Rossbeg is phenomenal. We saw sea cucumbers, which normally at the deeper parts of the ocean. We saw loads of them at Rossbeg, and they're quite shallow too. And they're very slow moving. So it sounds like what you would imagine, a cucumber, and it's black with wee tiny spikes on it. But they won't harm you or anything like that.
Okay.
And they move really slow. They're like a wee slug.
So you can watch it slowly pass you by.
You could swim around for ages and come back and it's only moved a couple of millimetres.
It's very cool,
it's
insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is why you're wearing your GoPro, I see, in one of these the notes. You're wearing the GoPro to capture the
GoPro
the
all
moments.
The time. Yeah. And if you can afford to get a GoPro, they're worth investing in.
Yes.
Because they're 100% waterproof, so you don't need a case or anything like that. You can get cheaper ones too as well. But
of course, if you're only starting out, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's Rossbeg, and nice coffee spots there as well.
There's some cool ones around there near Port New. It's the Pirates of the Coffee Bean. It's a very cool spot in there. They're very
Narin.
Quirky. Yeah, Narin Port New. So definitely recommend going there. And this beautiful beach there, Narin Port New. That's another nice spot there. You can go in for a jump, a swim, a snorkel too. Sea urchins. Unbelievable, the amount of sea urchins.
Wow. You're painting a nice picture now, it has to be said. What about Clock Glass, Burtonport?
Clock Glass is one
this
of my
is still
favorites.
Donegal.
Still Donegal, yep. So this is just near the Burtonport Pier, where it takes you out to Arranmore Island. There's a nest of islands and the sea life there is magical. First time seeing snail hares, snail slugs, snails and slugs with shells on their back, and loads of different types of jellyfish, types of crabs, fish, the bountiful of amount of fish, do you know? But the water's crystal clear. You know,
wow.
You're looking out, it's like another paradise.
Yeah.
And if you look on my social media channels, you'll see some recent shares of them. And the water is, you'd swear you were in the Caribbean.
At the Wild Atlantic Traveller is your Instagram, isn't it? Yeah, it looks incredible.
Oh.
Moving to Clare is another great county. So we've three counties. We've Donegal, Clare and Mayo.
Yeah.
So where are we going in Clare? Kilkee?
Kilkee, the Pollicles. Now, these are kind of holes that have been kind of created like pools, a good bit out from the shore. So when you go out there, you've got to be mindful of the tide. And when you see the tide coming in, don't chance it. But they're epic spots for seeing wildlife. The sea urchins there, big, long, spiky, black, purple sea urchins. And they're as shallow as from the foot to your ankle. That's how deep the water is in some parts of it. And then there's big, deep spots.
I think people will be really surprised that there's this level of kind of exotic fish.
You'd be surprised.
On our doorstep.
Yeah, like the colours and even like bits of seaweed that have like electric blue running through them. And it's phenomenal. You know, I think my first time was a couple of years ago doing it. And when I seen it, and I thought, how has nobody not tapped into this?
Yeah.
Do you know, as a market?
It's but undiscovered.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. Do you need training before you do it? Someone's asking.
You can. Yeah. There's if you go to your diving clubs, there's diving clubs all over, especially along the coast. There's Pacific ones, Pacific areas. But you just want to do it. If you can do it in a pool or in the shallows of the beach. And all it is your goggle mask, your tube, and you just kind of practice your breathing.
Okay.
Do you know? And then if you want to free dive then.
And mastering that is, it's tricky, isn't it?
It's like a wee
it takes
bit tricky.
Of practice.
Yeah, because you can become overwhelmed because your head's submerged in the water.
Yes.
So you've got to battle that element of it. And once you get used to it, it's second nature.
Yeah. And it's actually quite a calming thing to do, isn't it?
Do you know what? You feel like
just
all
forget
your
about everything.
Disappear, yeah. You forget there's another world above you again.
Yeah.
Do you know? You're mixed with the sea life and that. And never be frightened of it. Do you know, nothing's going to hurt you unless you go and. It's like you pushing an animal into the corner. As long as you don't do anything like that, nothing's going to hurt
you. Yeah, you're visiting their space. You need to respect it, of course. Mayo, we're going to Keen Bay.
Keen Bay is incredible. Yeah, absolutely. It's got, I think it's got its own microclimate. So you can imagine what the wildlife's like down there. The water's crystal blue. You can get some really calm days out there. And again, the basking sharks, dolphins, the spider crabs, the grey seals. We've saw loads around the bay itself. And if you're lucky enough, you'll see them sleeping at the bottom of the shore, at the bottom of the sea, and they'll roll with the tide. It's such a weird
it's
experience.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Do you know, you'll just see them rolling as the waves roll at the bottom,
yeah.
And then they'll just wake up and move.
It's fascinating. I actually took the ferry to Garnish Island off Glengariff recently enough with the family, and we watched the seals on the crossing, sitting up on the rocks.
On the rocks, yeah.
And they're just spectacular to watch. They're almost regal, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you've got to be mindful.
But I never thought about snorkeling while I was there. It's just opening up something totally different to me.
I carry it wherever I go. I just throw it in the back of the car.
So you're ready to go?
Yeah, wherever. So I could pull up anywhere and I just get out. If I think the water's calm and it looks good, I'm out.
Any useful sites people need to check if they are checking tide times or guidelines or anything like that?
Yeah, like if you just check the forecast, it's I think it's tide forecast or something like that on Google.
Okay.
It'll come up, or if you just type in tide times, Donegal, Pacific areas,
or
it'll give you a
whatever
rough tide
location
times.
You're in.
Yeah. Weather's a good one as well. Just check your local weather apps.
Okay. Wilderness Ireland and Sea Search Ireland.
Sea Search Ireland's very good. So if you come across anything that you're not sure of and you think, oh, I don't know what that was, like sea anemones, they're like dahlias of the sea. The vibrant colours, sizes, shapes. They're not just the typical red ones that we see in the shore rocks. They're like massive, you know, they'll blow your mind. So they're kind of the cool
websites. A fantastic, colourful picture today, Kevin.
It's so like the Little Mermaid.
If there's one thing we do this summer, it's snorkel somewhere in Ireland. And we'll report back. Maybe our listeners can let us know where they ended up snorkeling. Your account is at The Wild Atlantic Traveller. Kevin Dewar, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Emma.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.